ככה יוצא לי מדי פעם לעבור ליד שדה התעופה, והאמת ראיתי שם תופעה מדהימה. ראיתי מלא חבר'ה צעירים, ואתה רואה את זה לפי סוגי המכוניות שיש להם, חבר'ה צעירים למיניהם עם ג'ל בשיער ולבושים יפה, כולם עומדים ליד המכוניות עם דלת פתוחה ומחכים. הייתי בטוח שאיזו משלחת רמת מעלה צריכה להגיע, ואולי אלה נהגים שעומדים לקחת אותם, אבל מסתבר שלא. מסתבר, מאזינות ומאזינות, שממש בימים אלה, היום זאת אומרת, עומד להגיע מטוס אל על אל שדה התעופה שלנו, כשעל סיפון המטוס מעל 81 רווקים ורווקות יהודים כשרים מארצות הברית ומקנדה, שהחליטו לעלות לארץ בתקווה למצוא כאן אהבת אמת, ובתקווה אולי להישאר ולעשות אריה, כמו שאומרים באנגלית, אריה. יש חלק שיגיעו עם החברות שלהם, יש גברים ישראלים, או לפחות לפי השמות שלהם הם ישראלים שירדו וחוזרים לארץ, שיבואו למצוא קלות כשרות. ויש גם אחת בשם רות סגמן, בת 21, מקנדה, ממונטריאול, קנדה, שהיא ממש אוטוטו עולה על המטוס בדרכה לישראל, והיא נמצאת איתנו על קו הטלפון. הלו רות.
היי.
How are you?
Great, very excited.
Ruth Segman, you're from Montreal, Canada, right?
Yes.
We are so excited that you are coming to Israel. It's unbelievable.
Thank you.
Okay, so we heard about this love date airplane that is coming to Israel with a lot of Jewish guys and girls that are hoping to find their future here, and maybe, who knows, their future love and husband. Yes. Are you one of them?
Yes, definitely.
why? What's wrong with the Canadians?
Canadian men, well, first of all, there's too many goyim, and definitely I do want a Jewish husband.
Yeah.
Come on, how do you keep your state alive is by, you know, producing more Jews.
Exactly.
That's what we need.
Exactly, and a lot of them, too.
And Israeli men, what can you say? You know, they go to the army, they're strong, you know, they're good-looking guys, and they're full of life.
What about Canadian men,
they're always...
Yeah, what about the Jews in Canada? I mean, I know nothing happens in Canada. Canada is like a state that nothing happens there. And still...
No, no, no. Canada's quite great. I'll give it credit. I can't speak for anybody else, but I know in Montreal, it's a good Jewish community, but they're just too materialistic, and they think they're better than anybody, and I just don't like that attitude. They're too stressed.
Yeah, and when you come to Israel, you'll think that the Israeli guys... they're different. Yeah, I can appeal.
They're
to
more
that.
Carefree. They know how to have a good time.
Yeah, exactly. Since we don't know how many times we have, you know, how long we have here, so we kind of are having a good time any minute that we can. But can you describe me, Ruth, what would be the ideal man for you?
Well, I'm actually a very short person, so I do like taller men. So the ideal man would be...
What do you mean short? How short are you?
I'm 5'2".
You're 5'2"? Which is in centimeters, sure. Something like meter shishim. Meter 60, something like that, right?
Yeah, something like that. Meter 50-something, yeah, you're right.
Oh, meter 50-something, and you want tall guys?
I like tall men.
Yeah.
Preferably tanned. Sephardic.
Sephardic, yeah.
I like, nice brown eyes, good personality, good traditions, you know.
Age?
And... preferably older than me, so I'm 21, so around the 23-26 category.
Okay, and what would you like them to do?
I don't know, probably have ambition in life, or, you know, have goals, and somebody with good values, and preferably going to school.
All right, this is important, so I have to translate it to Hebrew, okay? Just a minute. רות סגמן מגיעה אלינו ממונטריאול, קנדה, והיא בהחלט אומרת שאומנם הקהילה היהודית במונטריאול נחמדה, אבל עם כל הכבוד, הגברים הישראלים הם אלה שעושים לה את זה, אחרי שירות צבאי, שזופים, מסוכסים, ונדומים, כמו אחד הגברים שאני מכיר שמגיע עוד מעט לתוכנית. היא באה לכאן כדי לנסות למצוא מישהו, והנה התיאור שהיא אומרת, מכיוון שהיא קצת נמוכה, 1.60 מטר בערך, משהו כזה, היא דווקא הייתה רוצה גבר גבוה, בגילאים של נניח 23, 4 עד 26, 7, מכיוון שאנחנו נראים טוב גם את מבוגרים, אז גם 30 זה אפשרי, שזופים אחרי שירות צבאי, מלאי אמביציה בחיים, יודעים מה הם רוצים מעצמם, ספרדיק, זה אומר ממוצא מזרחי, שזה כבר מצוין, וזהו. So I'm looking at your picture, Ruth, because it's on the paper here. You're pretty good looking, you know.
Thank you.
So do you know where you want to live or anything like that?
Of course. I want to live in Tel Aviv.
In Tel Aviv?
Of course. The city of five men. Hello.
It's 24 hours a day. 24 hours around the clock this city is working.
That's it. That's the way I like it. I'm originally a city girl anyways. I lived downtown Montreal before, so...
Okay, so...
I've always been a city girl.
Did your parents tell you anything special to be careful of?
Well, my father's dream was for me to actually go to Israel, and I don't know if he actually meant for me to move there, but my mom's definitely excited. She knows that it's a journey that I need to take.
Okay, and you're planning to stay in Israel? If you find the love of your life, you'll stay in Israel?
My goal is to stay in Israel no matter what, okay. Whether a man is in my life or not.
Do you know any Hebrew at all?
I do. I actually have friends who made Aliyah within the past 2 years, and some friends that I made while I was on Birthright.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
And when you were here, did you meet any Israelis? You got in touch with them? You kept contact with them?
Actually, maybe about two of them. Two guys I actually kept in contact with. They're great friends, yes.
Okay, and they're looking forward for you to come now.
Of course.
Okay.
Yeah.
And they got some friends to introduce to you?
I'm sorry?
Do they have any friends to introduce to you?
I hope so.
Don't worry, after they hear you on the radio now, and with the description we gave, I'm sure you'll find someone very quick. And if not, I promise you we'll bring you to the radio station, and on air, we will find you a nice Sephardic 10 tough men.
Yay. I believe it. In Israel, it'd be possible. In Canada, no.
I know. There's a few words you have to learn in Hebrew, you know, like saying, you know, probably there'll be a lot of guys that will bug you and everything. So you have to know how to select. You understand?
Definitely. So, I'm pretty strict.
Okay, so the word chapes should be nice for you. If somebody comes to you and you don't like him, just say chapes.
Chapes?
Yeah, chapes means... You know, go F yourself. Just in one word, you know, saying, just don't bug me, go away. Chapas.
I love it.
Ruth Segman, we're waiting for you to come to Israel, and I'm sure the guys of Israel are looking forward to it. Welcome to Israel, and I hope you find the love of your life.
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye, we'll see you here.
Bye.
ממש דשאות ורות סגמן תגיע לישראל, ילדה יהודיה כשרה ויפה ממונטריאול, קנדה. כן, אנחנו נמצא לבן זוג, אבל שהרון לא כאן, הוא כבר היה...